The City Under the Sea, written by Paul Shipton.
Everything is ready, said Dr. Shaw.
He was excited. After years of work, his deep-sea submarine was ready for its first dive.
We're going to see one of the deepest places in the world, he said.
He wanted to look for new creatures on the sea floor. Sally Walker was in the submarine too. She was a history student, not a scientist.
Centuries ago, sailors told strange stories about this part of the sea,
she said.
One of them talked about a lost city under the sea.
Sally was very excited.
Perhaps a city on an island sank to the bottom of the sea after a big volcano erupted. Perhaps we're going to find parts of the ancient buildings on the sea floor.
But Dr. Shaw didn't agree.
I'm a scientist, he said. The city under the sea is just a story. It isn't true.
When everything was ready, the little submarine started to dive into the water. Sally looked out of the small window. After just a few minutes, it was difficult to see anything. As the submarine went deeper, the water became darker and darker. Dr. Shaw turned on the lights outside the submarine. The submarine continued to dive deeper and deeper. Suddenly, a huge, dark shape appeared in front of them. It moved through the water towards them.
What's that?
Cried Sally. She saw the creature's huge eyes and long tentacles.
It's a giant squid,
answered Dr. Shaw.
It's attacking us! Oh!
The squid grabbed the submarine with its tentacles. Dr. Shaw moved the submarine back quickly and pulled away from the giant squid. They were free, but the scientist hit his head against the wall.
Dr. Shaw!
Cried Sally. But he did not answer. His eyes were closed. Quickly, Sally took the controls, but they didn't work. It was impossible to steer the submarine in any direction. They fell lower and lower. The submarine fell for a long, long time, and then suddenly it stopped. It was on the sea floor. Sally was scared.
What now?
She thought.
Dr. Shaw needs a doctor, but we can't move from the sea floor, and we've only got oxygen for an hour.
She waited in the dark. It was harder and harder to breathe in the little submarine. Suddenly, Sally saw three or four lights in the darkness outside the submarine. What were they? Were they deep water fish with their own lights? The dark shapes with lights moved closer. They were not fish. They had arms and legs. They looked human.
But that's impossible,
thought Sally.
Nobody can survive the water pressure on the sea floor.
A moment later, the submarine started to move.
They're helping us,
Sally cried.
They're pulling the submarine.
The submarine passed over a deep trench. And for just a moment, Sally saw something far below her. Something big. It looked like a beautiful city with strange glass buildings, columns and lights.
Am I dreaming?
Sally thought. Quickly, she grabbed her camera and took a photo. The submarine continued to move up. Suddenly, the lights inside the submarine were on again. Sally put her hands on the controls. They worked now.
We can go back up to the ship on the surface,
she thought. Sally looked out of the window again. For a moment, she saw one of the mysterious divers clearly.
I can't believe it,
she said to herself. The diver did not have an oxygen tank. He smiled and waved goodbye. Then he swam back into the darkness with the other divers. Sally thought about the mysterious diver. She thought about the city at the bottom of the sea.
It isn't possible,
Sally said.
It was just a dream.
She pulled the camera from her pocket and looked at the little screen. It was not a very good photo, but there were buildings in it. So, the old sailor's story was true. There was a city at the bottom of the sea, and the divers with the lights came from that city. How was it possible? Sally did not know, but she knew one thing.
This photo is going to make me rich and famous.
The submarine was near the surface now.
But what is going to happen to the city and its people?
Thought Sally.
They helped me when I was in terrible danger. After I tell the world about the city, scientists are going to want to come and study it. The people of that beautiful city are never going to have peace again.
Dr. Shaw started to wake up.
I feel dizzy. What happened?
He asked. Sally smiled to herself and pressed the delete button on her camera.
Nothing,
she said.
Let's go home.